This is a Davin Rowling from the K-State Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Non-venomous snakes far outnumber the venomous kinds, both in number of species and individuals. In Kansas, there are 5 species of venomous snakes and 33 species of non-venomous snakes. Snakes are more likely to be non-venomous than venomous. It is important to learn to identify the venomous snakes that might be encountered in a given area and realize that all other snakes do not have a venomous bite and need not be feared. There are some non-venomous snakes that exhibit either the tail or eye characteristics of venomous snakes. These features can be seen only when the snake can be examined closely. However, you should not pick up every snake to look for these characteristics. The best way to be able to identify a venomous snake is to know all of the venomous snakes of your region by sight. Color and patterns are distinctive and easily learned. Venomous snakes have cat-like eyes, a pit between their eye and nostril, 2 enlarged teeth, also referred to as fangs, in the front of their upper jaw, and scales on the underside of their tail in a single row. Non-venomous snakes have round pupils in their eye, except for the Texas night snake, no pit between their eye and nostril, and all teeth of the upper jaw are about the same size. Scales on the underside of their tail are normally in a double row. However, most scales on the underside of the tail on non-venomous Texas long-nosed snakes are in a single row. Snakes retire for the winter in places where the temperature will not get below freezing. In rocky ledges beneath the soil, below the root of trees, or in protected places such as grain bins, cisterns, cellars, and silos. In the warmer days of spring, snakes emerge from their winter quarters and begin searching for food and mates. After mating, the male and female snakes separate and each go their own ways to forage for food until the fall. Some snakes lay eggs while others produce live young. Kansas snakes are about evenly divided between the two. This has been a Davin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension Report.